The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hi, Leather, and Yetzir Shem, we'll give her a process.
And preparing for Rosh Hashanah, through David Hashem Oire, Hashem is within us. So we are continuing with this beautiful mizmor, which is giving us tremendous chizik of how to go through life in such a beautiful fashion, follow the ways of David HaMelech, real life. The life that there's no fear of anything, because we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creating that environment, the oy haloy, sukoy, the beautiful internal environment with our values, with Hashem, uplifting ourselves, realizing that we're a special nation, we're special people, we're people that don't have to just subjugate ourselves, become subservient to machines and everything else. We can think about other people. We don't have to be selfish. We don't have to be meshubet to our bad midas. And together with that, the third thing we mentioned about the Shiru Zamel Hashem, always being a happy, positive attitude, always focus on the good. Praise Hashem. And people see around us how we're always in a good mood and we're praising Hashem. Even if it's hard for us, they realize that there's something very powerful going on within us that's even more powerful than the hardships. We have to mechazik all those around us. And then, together with that, the constant interaction with Hashem, always praying to Hashem, you should listen to us, have rachmanis on us. Now we have the most amazing pasuk. L'cho, Omar Libi, for you, my heart has said, Bachu Ponai, beseech my face. The lave of Klal Yisrael, Omar Libi, what's the lave, what's our lave in calling to me? Search for my face. Search for me. Go after me. Beseech me. Try to connect to me. What do you mean to me? My heart is saying, connect to me. It's basically, David HaMelech is telling an amazing thing about the Jewish heart. A Jewish heart is basically a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's talking in the name of Hashem. And he's telling us, our heart deep down is telling us, please, go connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Try to have a deeper kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just an external thing calling out to us. Some rabbi giving us a Musa Shmuz. This is the most amazing insight of what a Jew is. My lave, my heart, the lave, went to Chazal, the place where my emotions and my feelings are stemming from. That thing called the lave, which is the essence of my desires, deep down, is always
Kol HaLashon.
Calling to me, please connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why it's impossible to have a life of happiness and being content without connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as we're not connecting, the voice calling out within us, Bakshu Ponoi, Bakshu Ponoi, please, please do what I want. My innards are saying, do what I want. I want you to make a deeper connection with Hashem. And if we neglect it, we can neglect it. We can run after all the physical titles and think that the success in life is mundane pleasures and wealth and everything else, and we'll never be content with it. Aside from the fact we won't content with it because when you're running that direction, you never have enough, but even more than that, because part of our essence is always calling out to me, please, don't neglect me. I want a connection with Hashem. Every Jew has this. Even the non-from Jew is furthest away from Yiddishkeit has it dinging within his heart. He's always running away from it, and that's why he has frustration in his life. I think I once told you about a friend of mine who went to Scandinavia, and he did everything he wanted. That was his philosophy for life. You have an urge to do something, you do it. Don't hold yourself back. Suddenly you have an urge. Go learn Torah. When he was young, he was exposed for a short period of time in his kibbutz to learning Gemara. And somehow, that lave, the Jewish lave within him, finally was able to make a call that he was able to hear the middle of Scandinavia, the Memphis Shari Tumah. And that's what brought him back. Because he listened to it. He didn't neglect it. And that's what we're saying. My heart is calling out to me constantly, every second of our lives. Please, connect yourself more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the right answer, which David HaMelech answers, I hear you calling out. It's Ponecho Hashem Avakesh. I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to be Vakesh to you, Hashem. I'm going to try to emulate your ways. I'm going to try to be Mavakesh in my tefillahs. I'm going to try to understand you better with my limud Torah. Try to connect you with the Dveikus and the Kima Mitzvahs. That is the beauty of the real life of a Jewish person. He is not neglecting any part of him. The lev, the most internal, personal part of himself, is always calling out, connect to Hashem. He's connecting to Hashem. And together with that, he's taking care of his physical intellect, like we said, he'll take care of everything. But not to neglect that part. So this is another stage of David HaMelech's beautiful mizmah that we learn in the course of Elul to help us focus on what life is really all about. To hear that and pay attention to it. We will ask to see and feel the presence of Hashem in our lives, and Hashem will show to us how much He is there for us. Shalom Aleichem.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.